Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. So on Sundays, we focus on reflection, something we don't really get a lot of chance to do in the daily hustle and bustle of our business. But it's not enough for that reflection to just be what went well, what didn't go so well, okay, what am I working on next week? So we're going to dive into 5 regular questions each week and then one bonus question to keep you on your toes. You may want to pause after each question to mull it over or make some notes, so that you can start to identify patterns, critical insights, and learn from your successes and failures from last week. So let's dive in. Question 1, how did you capitalize on an opportunity this week? You might want to consider the small victories. Did you have a conversation that opened doors? Did somebody introduce you to somebody new? Or did you have a quiet moment of insight? Was there a chance encounter, a project at work that went really well, a suggestion from a friend that landed? Maybe you read something and it sparked an idea for you. And then start to ask yourself, what made you take advantage of this opportunity? Think about the details of how you capitalized on it. When you reflect on an opportunity that you took advantage of, it helps you to, first of all, keep your eyes peeled for more opportunities. Seeing how something small or something that happened by chance or luck resulted in success for you in some way makes you more inclined to look for more of them. And second, if you can identify the opportunity, the actions that you took, maybe the resources that you needed, the next time a similar opportunity comes up, you'll be that much faster to jump on it. Question 2, if you could describe your company culture in one word based only on this week, what would that word be? Remember, we often think about the culture that we want in our business without paying attention to the culture that's actually showing up. And this means you could miss an opportunity to course correct to where you're trying to get to. Remember, culture is set from the top of the business. So whether you're practicing this as a team of one or you're leading a team this week, this question applies to you. Question 3, where did you fail this week and what lessons did you learn from the experience? Getting comfortable with things not always working out allows us to innovate and take considered risks in our business. This is not about spiraling out about the mistakes that we made this week, but more about spotting and applying the lessons that the week had for you. Question 4, what feedback did you get this week that you could use to shape your future strategy? This could be from clients, your team, collaborators, peers. It could be love notes, mumbles of dissatisfaction, or a passing comment that can inform what actions you might need to take next week. Question 5, did you use your resources optimally this week, or do you need to reprioritize some things going forward? Your resources are your team, your money, your energy, and your time. We rarely get our resource allocation spot on. What we're looking for here is to be able to spot a pattern to make changes proactively before those small problems become huge issues. Okay, ready for this week's bonus question? Where did you hesitate this week where immediate action was needed? What were the circumstances that required immediate action? Was it a decision at work, something at home, an urgent problem? Something that needed to be said or done. Now think about what was in your mind at the moment. What caused you to hesitate? Was it fear? Was it uncertainty? Was it the potential consequences? And those could be good or bad. Was there something about it that reminded you of a past experience? Or did you just feel pressure to make the exact right decision? What was the result of that hesitation? Did you miss an opportunity? Did you manage to take action and still come out okay? Was there a lesson that you learned from this situation about yourself? The goal here is to figure out what that lesson is for you so that the next time you need to take immediate action, you're more easily able to identify what's stopping you, what's creating the hesitation, and get yourself into action more quickly. The quicker we can get into action, the quicker we can get feedback, the quicker we can adapt. Remember, for all these questions, there are no right or wrong answers. No one else ever needs to read what you write. You don't ever have to tell anyone what your answer is. The goal here is just to create a regular practice of reflecting on your week. And we want to go beyond those questions of what worked well, what didn't go so well, what's on deck for next week, in favor of a more strategic view of your past week, of your upcoming week, and of your business as a whole.